The people behind a terrific new 8-episode TV drama premiering this week knew they were working with timely material, but they couldn't have imagined how timely it had turned out to be. The Honorable Woman on the Sundance Channel is a mystery thriller set in London, but all about the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians in the occupied territories, especially Gaza. Maggie Gyllenhaal plays Nessa Stein, a British-Israeli heiress and businesswoman who believes her company can help foster Palestinian-Israeli reconciliation.
Amongst the greatest threats to Israel is Palestinian poverty. Terror thrives in poverty. It dies in wealth. And so we decided that instead of mines, we would lay cables for telephones, for the internet, millions of miles of communication. Because we believe that the strongest wall we can help Israel to maintain is the one through which equality of opportunity can pass.
The writer and producer and director of The Honorable Woman is Hugo Blick, and he is here with me now. Mr. Blick, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
So, would you describe Maggie Gyllenhaal's character, Nessa Stein, who she is and what's driving her?
Oh, well, that's a big question for the first one to go. Start with the easy ones. Nessa Stein is the daughter of a Zionist arms procurer, a man who felt his best way of protecting Israel was for his company to provide arms. He was then assassinated in front of his daughter and his son when they were children. And many years later, Nessa inherits the company, but decides, though still a staunch supporter of Israel, that the best contribution that she can make to Israel's security, as it were, is in terms of economics. But it's all very well that Nessa Stein makes that statement, as she does in the first episode. It's altogether a different thing to see her pursue what that actually means to her and how much harder that journey is. So in some ways, she's an allegory of a certain kind of persona within the Jewish Israeli experience.
And you depict, as the series goes on, the nightmarish violence and complexity and seeming intractability of the conflict. But in the end, the show, is, in my view, does not ultimately take a side. Did you begin with that as a guiding principle?
Yes, but I think it would have been enervating on the project if at every point we were rebalancing every,
yes,
you know, so that everybody went, it could be this, it could be that. I think more interestingly, it was a project that had a moving target of ideas. So it asks you to take this position or recognize this position within the characters. And then later on, maybe at some distance, it'll reinvert a new idea that might make you question the position you took with the character previously.
Well, and the war in Gaza began days after the show began airing on the BBC in the UK and starts in the United States now. As that happened, as events conspired to make this show so relevant and timely to the present moment, what were your feelings about that?
At that moment, when you see the real life issues surrounding real people on both sides of that story, then of course you have to step back and say, ours is just a fiction. But then also believing that our fiction has something to illuminate on why this conflict is cyclical. When I was writing the project, I was in Hebron a year ago. It was relatively peaceful. But of course, so peaceful, in fact, that people may think that the problem almost had gone away. And of course, it doesn't go away and it comes back. And I think our story is explaining and exploring that. And for that, I think it has real value.
Now, American public opinion, obviously, is much more pro-Israel than British public opinion, I think it's fair to say. Are Brits and the Americans who've seen this show responding differently to it?
I'll be honest with you. I've been particularly pleased to see when American commentary, how very considered that viewpoint has been. There's a tendency in the UK to review projects like this on a piecemeal basis, episode by episode. There's some value in this because the story changes as it evolves. But I think in terms of the politics, it's been really interesting to notice just how considered the viewpoints have been on your critical fraternity, because they've engaged in the entire story. And I think a story like this really does need to be engaged from its beginning and to its end. It is trying to take an overall balanced view that is, in a strange way, pro the existence of both sides. We all recognize, and I certainly recognize, that within Hamas, that is an internationally recognized terrorist organization. But we also recognize that Fatah needs to work with Hamas to a degree, and Israel is extremely nervous about how Hamas are going to involve themselves in a Palestinian future. But I think that commentators have recognized that the need on both sides to recognize the other side's existence is the thing which drives the politics of this story.
Hugo Blick, thank you very much for talking to us today.
It's a great pleasure.
Hugo Blick is the writer, producer, and director of The Honorable Woman, an 8-part series that premiered this week on the Sundance Channel. So, those of you who've seen the first episode of The Honorable Woman, what do you think so far? Leave us a comment at studio360.org.